On a Saturday morning in Mason City, city officials give a group tour of eight homes once flooded in 2008, hoping someone will come to buy one and move it out of the floodplain.
Take a little look there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
It can cost thousands of dollars to pay a contractor to move a two-story historic house, and turnout is minimal, but a handful of former residents show up to walk through their homes one last time. Sandy Paulson walks through the boarded-up Tudor Revival-style house where she raised three children in the 80s. The home was built in 1936.
And we had always had the vines on the house, and in the fall they turned beautiful colors, you know. And the sun was just right, and I just lost it. I just thought, it's not anymore.
There are a number of pre-World War II homes in the East Park neighborhood. It sits next to a curve in the Winnebago River.
Came over the dike. We had some friends that lived over on Maryland over there, and they saw it coming, and he says, we got to get out. And their house, it was up to their living room window halfway.
After the flood, some East Park residents repaired their homes and moved back in. But in late 2009, the city secured money to implement a voluntary buyout of homes in the floodplain. It took another 4 years and $16.2 million for the city to purchase 170 homes. It was the second largest buyout in the state, after Cedar Rapids.
Once it got established, I think that they pretty much had to take the buyout.
Kurt Salve lives in East Park, but outside the floodplain. He wasn't offered a buyout, but he's watched many of his neighbors move away.
If they had a flood, they were pretty much on their own. They weren't going to get any more help from FEMA, from what I understand.
The final eight houses from the Mason City buyout will be up for auction next week, with the condition that buyers pay to move it off the property by September. The city tried to sell about a dozen homes earlier this year, but found only two buyers. But planning and zoning manager Tricia Sandel isn't swayed.
That neighborhood is representative of the point in Mason City's history where we had the highest population, and the community was at its economic peak. We've taken out about 28 houses, and it's gutted that historic neighborhood.
What doesn't sell will be demolished, and the lots returned to green space. Habitat for Humanity volunteer Kurt Krugel helps salvage building materials from the homes before the bulldozers arrive.
We've got a lot of good furnaces, air conditioners. Also, some of the homes, depending on age, had some really neat architectural stuff. Doors, very unusual doors, windows, trim that is no longer made.
Krugel says one of his favorite homes in town was lost.
It's just an absolutely gorgeous little cottage-looking thing. It looked like it popped out of a storybook. You know, it's sad. It's sad to see, you know, a big chunk of the city reduced to rubble.
And as the rubble is returned to green space, residents hope future floods won't take the same toll. In Mason City, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.